RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com. I'm Joe Bordeaux. On Thursday, St. Petersburg, Florida Mayor Rick Kreisman announced what he called a fair, comprehensive, and transparent process to build a new or renovated St. Petersburg pier within a $46 million budget. Radio St. Pete was there on Spa Beach for Mayor Kreisman's statement.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for being here today. First off, I'd like to recognize and thank City Council for joining us here today. They are a major part of this team. We can't do anything in this city and go forward if we're not doing it together. And I am very blessed to have what I think is probably the best city council that we've had in this city in a very, very long time. So I thank you all for being here. Also want to thank my deputy mayor who joins me here today, Dr. Kanika Tomlin. And before I start, I also would like to thank Mike Connors and the city team for their work and diligence on this project. I've asked a lot of them with respect to the pier, and I appreciate all that they've done. Today I am here to present our new plan for the pier and to introduce the new team who will drive that plan forward. The pier represents something special to the people of the Sunshine City. It's an integral part of our skyline. It's long been a fundamental St. Petersburg icon. So I understand the importance of the pier to the people of this city. And that's why my very first act as mayor, on the day I was sworn into office, was to take down the gate and open the pier approach and the pier head. The response my administration has received from that one simple act has been incredibly positive. The second thing I did as mayor was to hold numerous meetings with community leaders and stakeholders, some of whom served on the original pier task force or on the 828 Alliance, and some of whom were leaders with members of organizations like Build the Pier, Concerned Citizens, Stop the Lens, and the Chamber of Commerce. We all met to build consensus on a plan for moving forward. And they are standing here with me today because they believe we have before us a plan which is fair, which is transparent, and which is comprehensive. So today I am pleased to stand with many of these leaders and announce our new plan for moving forward. We're going to do this the right way. Form will follow function, not the other way around. And as you can see, this time frame is longer than I had hoped for during the campaign. But make no mistake, I still have the same sense of urgency about this pier as I did on the campaign trail. But I'd rather get this done right than do it fast and risk dividing our community once more. The process we have before us is fair, comprehensive, and transparent. It's a process which actively seeks public engagement by providing city residents with the opportunity to determine what the pier will do. And for those residents of the city who are over the age of 18, they will also be provided an opportunity to vote on the pier design, on what it will look like. But let me be very clear about this. For those citizens who were involved in the original pier process, first, thank you. And second, I hope that you'll be engaged in this new process once again. And for those citizens who felt like they previously did not have an opportunity to voice their opinion regarding the future of the pier, or for those citizens who, for whatever reason, simply failed to get engaged on this issue, you're all being given a second chance, a second bite at the apple. Don't waste it. Get involved. Voice your opinion on what you want the pier to do and on what you want it to look like. This will be your last opportunity to help determine the future of the pier, as we will go forward and build a new or renovated pier. Now, as important as the new pier plan is, the pier working group we have assembled to drive the plan forward is even more important. The team I have with me here today represents people from across the spectrum, and each of them believes in this new plan. So I want to thank each of them for their service to the community and their dedication to building a successful new icon for our great city. I'd like to introduce those members of the working group who were able to join us here today, and some of them might not have been able to make it, but the group includes Ed Montanari, Steve Westfall, Paul Hsu, Bud Cairns, Lorraine Margeson, Emily Elwin, Lisa Wheeler-Brown, Yopi Helson, Jen French, Peter Clark, Jackie Dixon, Barbara Reedy, Jim Moriarty, Marlene Murray, Brother John Muhammad, and Ross Preville. Together, I know that we are going to deliver an exciting new pier that makes this community proud. I am excited about moving forward, and I thank you all for being with us here today.
Mayor Rick Kreisman speaking Thursday on Spa Beach in downtown St. Petersburg. For RadioSt. Pete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux.
RadioSt. Pete.com.